Cranbrook Colts alumni from all eras converged to catch up and celebrate the organization's legacy in the regional and national junior hockey landscape. The room at the Eagle's Nest was packed on Saturday, August 2, as former players, executives, volunteers and everyone in between swapped stories and reminisced over the glory days of their collective experiences donning the threads of Cranbrook's storied junior hockey franchise. There was also an informal program that included a number of speakers that included Bill Miller, the event master of ceremonies, as well as Cranbrook Mayor Wayne Price, local hockey icons Colin Patterson and Tom Rennie, and Jay Nelson, who closed out the Rocky Mountain Junior Hockey League era. Pool tables doubled as displays for the different eras of Colts hockey, with memorabilia such as game sheets, programs, photographs, old Cranbrook Townsman articles, along with bomber jackets and jerseys. And the jokes were plentiful, especially surrounding a pickup skate during the previous evening, as time may march on, but the competitive spirit never fades. A significant number of the original 1970 team was in attendance, including George Farger, who scored the first ever goal for the Colts in a game against Trail, a 7-5 comeback Colts win after giving up the game's first 5 goals to Trail, while playing in an unsanctioned league in 1970. On the opposite side of the Colts organizational spectrum, Matthew Gagne was also in the crowd. Gagne scored the final goal in the history of the Cranbrook Colts during a breakaway in a double overtime thriller against the Kimberley Dynamiters while playing in the Rocky Mountain Junior Hockey League playoffs in 1998. Tom Rennie, himself a Colts alumni from the early 1970s, served as one of the evening's keynote speakers. Hailing from Cranbrook, Rennie got into coaching after his playing days, making his mark in the KIJHL with the Columbia Valley Rockies, before moving up to the WHL with the Kamloops Blazers and embarking on an NHL career with the Vancouver Canucks, New York Rangers, Edmonton Oilers and the Detroit Red Wings. Following his coaching tenure, he was named Hockey Canada's president and CEO in 2014, retiring 8 years later while helming the country's national hockey program. In his address, Rennie noted the historical importance of the Colts program in Cranbrook. "It gave guys like ourselves, I think there's 4 generations of Colts in here, a chance to identify with something local, where we had to stretch and reach a little bit further to make a career out of it even if it was just Junior B at the time," Rennie said. "It was a damn good league, we were a damn good organization and everyone in here should be proud of the fact that they were a part of it." Rennie pulled out a memory during his tenure as head coach of the New York Rangers, a quote he heard by goaltender Henrik Lundqvist from a media interview, where the team's backstopper noted that every day at the rink was a lesson in life. "That was a coaching philosophy inspired by Colin Patterson," Rennie said. "I don't think there's anyone in this room who has played for Colin and been around Colin who wouldn't say the same thing," Rennie said. "Being around Colin Patterson is a lesson in life." The crowd also heard from Colin Patterson himself, who received a standing ovation after giving a brief address where he paid tribute to coaching mentors locally and at Michigan Tech, where he played college hockey, who influenced his own coaching philosophy. He also acknowledged the community support, both financial and volunteerism, that got the Colts off the ground and kept the organization afloat, while also recognizing the way the Colts program equipped players for life inside and outside the rink. "I'm sure you guys all have stories you'd like to tell," Patterson said. Beyond the Colts, Patterson was behind the development of the CAHA, the predecessor to Hockey Canada, Level 4 Initiation Program, which was adopted around the world. The plan consisted of 4 booklets that detail all kinds of resources for coaches such as drills and materials for those drills. Outside of the rink, he had a career in the education system, teaching math at Laurie Middle School. Cranbrook Mayor Wayne Price, who played as a goaltender in the early days of Colts in 1971, opened the evening's program by running back through the organization's history and founding, while also recognizing the impact it had on the community. Price noted Ken Cochran, who was scouting for Scotty Monroe and the Calgary Centennials at the time, and Bob Faust were key members of the Colts' early days, who were backed by a cadre of community volunteers. Over the course of the team's lifespan, the club won 10 KIJHL championships and captured 7 Cyclone Taylor Cups as the province's top Junior B franchise. Moving into the Rocky Mountain Junior Hockey League in the early 1990s, the club also won 3 league championships before the club folded. Every Colt, from the very first ones to the youngest ones I've met, have been successful. You run into guys who are 20, 30 years behind you, and they're just fantastic young people, Price said. The Colts hockey program created that. Jay Nelson wrapped up the speakers program by recapping the RMJHL era, noting how the region's economy had changed in the late 1980s, which affected the regional hockey landscape. In spite of some financial challenges in those early days, the Colts persevered after the Peace Caribou Junior Hockey League absorbed some KIJHL franchises that got new life through guys like Eddie Mountain and Neil Murdoch and was renamed the Rocky Mountain Junior Hockey League. The Colts even got the chance to face off against some international competition against a U18 team from the Commonwealth of Independent States, CIS, which arose after the dissolution of the former Soviet Union. The two teams clashed on January 7, 1992, at the Memorial Arena. It was a hard game for the Colts, who lost 7-1, with Jason Sims scoring the lone goal for the Cranbrook squad. However, the ticket draw of 1,337 hockey fans helped buoy the Colts' coffers. "That single game that year put us over the top financially," Nelson said. The Colts folded in 1998 when the WHL and the Kootenay Ice came to town, and the RMJHL followed suit a year later, with member franchises joining other leagues such as the KIJHL. But even now, the Colts' legacy still threads through the modern era of junior hockey in Cranbrook, including the Kootenay Ice and the Cranbrook Bucks, which currently play out of Western Financial Place in the BCHL.